which is still a lot to be explored, and we have the luck and the privilege of going to explore this place. So we really have a lot to be excited for. Good evening, everyone, again. My name is Mario, and I am your expedition leader. I am from a little peninsula in southern Europe known as Italy. And my background is in skiing, mountain climbing, all sorts of outdoor things. And then I became an Arctic guide, and I became really passionate, and I started to love the polar regions. And since then, this happened in 2014, since then, I'm kind of bipolar. So I'm going from the North Pole to the South Pole and back. And here on the ship, I'm your expedition leader, but I also love giving hugs. So if any time you like to get a hug, just come to me and I'll give you one. Shot just past the South Shetlands, and you know, not getting to get too close to them. But instead, as we saw that, that we had a good speed, we tried to find a nice place to get in an operation this afternoon. And it looks like the conditions are actually very favorable. So we have all the hopes of going out very, very soon. There is no way for us of saying today, okay, we are going to A, then to B, C, D, and do the whole trip. And that's the beauty of it. Like, think of the old explorers who initially came down to Antarctica. They had no idea what lay in front of them and the conditions they had to face. In the end, ultimately, they were exactly the same conditions that we are going to face, even if, of course, we have the modern technology, the modern transport. But the places that we are going to visit are just the same. Are those places that maybe some of you have read through in the books. And that's what makes an expedition a beautiful adventure of getting to Antarctica. Because nowadays, you know, you can actually fly to Antarctica and skip the Drake. But what is the adventure there? What is the point, right? You have to earn your Antarctica.
Right.